Today, weaker construction means weaker GDP. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The ABS released their June 2019 Construction Work Done Australia Preliminary today. It paints a picture of slowing momentum once again, and this will flow into a weaker GDP number ahead. The trend estimate for total construction work done fell 2.7% in the June quarter 2019, and the seasonally adjusted estimate for total construction work done fell 3.8% to $48.7 billion in the June quarter. The trend estimate for the total building work done fell 2.2% in the June quarter, and the trend estimate for non-residential building work done fell 0.8%. And residential building work fell 3%. The seasonally adjusted estimate of total building work done fell 5.7% to $28.5 billion in the June quarter. And the trend estimate for engineering work done fell 3.1% in the June quarter, and the seasonally adjusted estimate for engineering work fell 1.1% to $20.2 billion in the June quarter. And Westpac said that the construction sector is in a downtrend, with activity having peaked in mid-2018. And this reflects, firstly, the turning down of the home build cycle, secondly, a pullback in public works, and third, a further winding down of private infrastructure activity led by the mining sector. Although this dynamic has largely run its course, they said. With the construction sector representing around 13% of the economy, this result will dent the second quarter GDP number, potentially in the order of 0.4%, depending upon how those quarterly partials flow through to the national accounts estimates. The housing downturn still has further to go and will weigh on conditions throughout 2019 and into 2020. On the public works, there is a sizeable pipeline, and governments are adding projects to the investment pipeline, suggesting that the segment will be more supportive of conditions over the forecast period, and private infrastructure commitments have picked up somewhat. For example, some iron ore products have proceeded in response to the recent elevated prices, and the work pipeline has increased, pointing to an emerging lift in activity during the year ahead. But there was more evidence of the slowing that came from the HIA new home sales data for July, which was also released today. The HIA new home sales report is a monthly survey of the largest volume home builders in the five largest states, and so it's a leading indicator of future trends in the residential building industry. And they said that new home sales fell in the month of July by 7.2%, compared to the previous month, and is well down from levels experienced earlier this year. The two interest rate cuts, a tax cut, and the repeal of regulatory restrictions have not yet flowed through, though it will encourage increased activity in the home building market ahead. And they said that sales for the 3 months to July increased by 6.1% on the preceding quarter and remained down by 12.8% compared to this time last year. The increase in the most recent 3 months reflects the distortion in home sales created by the federal election in May, they said. The small improvement in sales in the 3 months to July suggests that the decline in new home sales that has been underway for more than a year has started to slow. However, this is not an indication that the market is at the bottom of the cycle. And around the states, new home sales rose in the 3 months to July 2019 compared to the previous quarter in New South Wales, up 12.7%, Victoria, up 5.4%, Queensland, up 4.1%, and Western Australia, up 9.5%. South Australia, which has managed to withstand the majority of the declines thus far, was down by 4.5% in the 3 months to July, compared with the previous 3 months, but is up by 10.1% compared with the same period last year. So, if we put those two pieces of data together, I think we can conclude that residential construction is going to continue to slow. And that aligns with building approvals as well, by the way. And my own calculations suggest that there could be 100,000 to 200,000 less jobs in the construction sector ahead. Because a lot of the work is done by small firms in the retail end of the market. And while some of that may be picked up by some of the infrastructure projects, they're more specialised roles and not necessarily in the same locations. So I think this is going to lead to more weakness in the economy, a lower GDP number, and more stresses and strains in the construction sector. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.